Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Yud Ches, and we are three lines from the bottom of daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. So at the end of yesterday's daf, the Gemara told a story. The Gemara said, Tanu Rabbanan, Kishenitfasu Rabbi Elazar ben Prata, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin. So Rabbi Elazar ben Prata and Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin both found themselves on death row by the Romans, and they begin to have a conversation. Rabbi Elazar ben Prata tells Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin, you're very lucky, because they only caught you doing one thing wrong. Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin was teaching Torah Barabbim, and that's what you were caught for. I was caught for violating five Roman decrees. So I'm probably in much bigger trouble than you are. Rabbi Chanina said, no, it's just the opposite. Ashrecha, because even though they caught you for five things, but you learned Torah, and you did Gmilas Chasadim. I only learned Torah. I didn't do Gmilas Chasadim. And as a result, you're going to see. You're going to be saved. I'm not going to be saved. The Gemara told the story how Rabbi Elazar ben Prata miraculously was saved. And today's daf is going to pick up on the rest of the story. Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin, which unfortunately did not have that same happy ending. Zok the Gemara, as you, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin. So the Romans now brought Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin. Amrle, they told him, Amayka sakta by rice. There was a decree, you're not allowed to learn Torah. Why did you learn Torah? Amrle, so he told him, Kashet Sivani Hashem Alekai. Because I don't listen to you. You're not the ones I answer to. I answer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Miyad God's role of the strafe. Immediately, they decreed that Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin was going to be burnt alive to death. They also decreed that his wife should be killed. And the Gzeir extended itself to his daughter as well. She was going to have to work for the Romans as a Zoyna. All of the Sreifa, says the Gemara, why was Chanina ben Tradin punished that he had to be burnt? Because what this means. Rashi says, it's the last Rashi on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, that Reb Chanina ben Tradin used to say the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's made up of 42 oisias. Tosfos says it's not what it means, but rather what it means is that we know when somebody comes to the Shem Havaya, so loikisha ani nichtav ani nikra, ani nichtav yudke vavke, but ani nikra aleph dalid nun yud, Reb Chanina ben Tradin used to say the Shem yudke vavke, and he wouldn't pronounce it aleph dalid nun yud. But the Gemara says, how is that even possible? You want to tell me that's what Reb Chanina ben Tradin was punished? Hei chiyavad hachi, but now we learned in the Mishnah, elu sheilam chelik leilam abo, ha'imer, ain't terim added, this is the first Mishnah in Perek Chelik, that you're not allowed to be Hoigas Hashem Boisi Yosef. So whichever Pshat it is, if it's Rashi's Pshat or Tosfos Pshat, it's mentioned in the Mishnah of Ve'elu She'elam Chelik Leilam Abba. So how could it be that Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin would violate something like that? So the Gemara says, Lehislam made of it. He wasn't just doing it frivolously, but rather he was doing it because he was teaching his Talmidim so that they should know. Kedetanya, and this precedence that would suggest that l'hislamed, you would be able to be hoigas Hashem b'yisi Yosef. Bryce says, l'hislamed l'asvais. And the context over there is talking about kishuv. Some of the dvarim shal kishuv that the Torah warns the Yidden very, very strongly. You're going to enter the land of Canaan and you're going to meet people, pagans that are involved in things you're not allowed to be involved in. Make sure you don't do what they do. And Chazal darshin achidush. It's only lasos that you're not allowed to learn and acquire what it is they do. Aval atolomi lahavin ulahiris. But if it's Torah, to know, that's something you're allowed to do. And Chanina ben Tradin felt that that would extend itself to the idea of Hoigas Hashem b'Yisi Yosef. So it's true, you're not allowed to go say the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But to teach your Talmidim so that they should know, it should be okay. And the Gemara says he was right. So if that's the case, Alamai Tai Miyanish, why was he punished? Says the Gemara, Mishum Hoigas Hashem b'Farhesya. Tosfos says that from Rashi, it's mashma, he didn't have the girsa b'Farhesya, but rather Mishum Hoigas Hashem. What does that mean then? Says Rashi, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medakdek imat tzadikim k'chut ha'sayro. Va'afilu lehislamed yesh lochel shlokavet ha'raf. So it's true, for an ordinary person, he wouldn't have been punished. Because even though he was a Hoigas Hashem, which the Mishnah mentions, Abishol said, izein lechelik v'olim haba, but that's only lasais. He wasn't doing it lasais. He was doing it lahavin ulahairas. Why then was he punished? Because Chamnidim and Tradin, on his level, he was such a tzadik, tzadikim medakdek imaleim k'chut ha'sayro. It's for that reason that he was punished. Says the Gemara of Al Ishtoi Lahariga. Why was his wife punished? So we understand now why Reb Chanina ben Tradin was punished. What about his wife? Deloy Michsa, because she was not Meicha, she didn't protest. So she herself didn't do anything that deserved this cruel and unusual punishment of being killed savagely by the Romans. But she didn't protest when her husband did this avera, as a result, she was punished. Why was his daughter punished? His daughter was once walking in front of the Roman important people, Amru, and they commented when the scroll walked by. They said, they commented on the way that she was walking. When she heard that, so she was a little bit more careful to walk even better because she was trying to impress the Romans. It says the Gemara, this is a pasuk, by the way, in the Lam Natzeach Livnei Korach that you say in a shiva. Rashi has two pshatim. In the first pshat, he says that you see sometimes an aveira that a person does by the way he walks, like the bitois shel Rav Chanina ben Tradyan, could be mesuben lebiyem adin, that could cause a person a terrible, terrible einish. Says the Gemara b'shasha yatzu shlashdan, when these three people passed away, Rav Chanina ben Tradyan, his wife and his daughter, tzitku alein es adin, as they were dying, literally b'shas yitzias neshama, they said a pasuk to acknowledge that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is righteous, and even though maybe from afar it would look like, why would such great people deserve such a terrible punishment, but they were Mekayim Tziduk Adin. Who Amr Rav Chanina ben Tradyan said, Atzur Tamim Pa'oi. The Ishta Yamra, she said the pasuk, Keila Munavein Avel. Bita Yamra, Godel Ha'etziv Rav Alila, Atrenecha Pnuchas HaKoldak. The point is, they were all acknowledging the fact that what Hashem does is righteous, and Amar Rebbe, Kamek G'daylam Tzadikim Halalu, Shenizdamdu Lehem Sholish Mikroi, Shal Tziduk Adin, B'shat Tziduk Adin. That's one of the things that I said when a person passes away, come to the Levaya, the Beis HaChayim, you say Tziduk Adin, so they were Mekayim, Psukim of Tziduk Adin, literally, B'shas Yitzias Neshama. So before we go weiter, just a few Ha'aris. Number one, it's just interesting to note that we know that Rav Chanina ben Tradyan was one of the 10 martyrs. He was one of the Asara Harugei Malchus. And the Asara Harugei Malchus were a kapara for the 10 Shvatim that sold Yosef. The 10 brothers that were involved in the Mechiris Yosef, Binyamin wasn't involved, so the 10 Shvatim that were involved in Mechiris Yosef, they were reincarnated, so to speak, by these 10 Tzadikim, and the 10 Tzadikim, they had to be Mechaper. We say it in Tir Rabbi Yishmael Atzmai, Musif, on Yom Kippur, it's Kenes on Tisha B'Av. So this is something that everybody knows, that Asar Rugei Malchus were Mechaper for the Mechiris Yosef. If that's the case, why does the Gemara need to find reasons for why Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyan was killed? The Gemara says, all of the Sreifa, you know why Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyan was killed, the Sreifa? Because he was a Hoiges Hashem Ba'isi Yosef. Chura, you don't need reasons for why he was killed. Wasn't he killed to be mechaper? So it sounds like from the Gemara that that in and of itself wouldn't have been enough. Unless there was an idea of tzaddikim, medaktikim, aleihem, kechut ha'saira, it sounds like he would not have been punished. The only reason he was punished is because on some level he himself had done an avera. So it's true. On the one end, the primary reason that Rav Chanina ben Tradyan was killed was to be mechaper for Mechiras Yosef. But at the same time, had there not been some chet that he could be punished for, it would have never happened. There was some chet. At the end of the day, the chet was extremely subtle. It was so subtle that Rashi needs to invoke tzadikim medaktik aleihem HaKadosh Baruch Hu chut ha'saira. Because if not for the fact that Hashem is medaktik chut ha'saira, this would never happen. Which, by the way, is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. We always speak out from the Shlach, HaKadosh, and the Alshech. We found it recently in the Teres Chaim, here in the beginning of Maseches Avodah Zarah, B'shasha Olam Moshe Lamarim, to be mekabel the Torah, so Rabbi Akiva. So he tells Hashem, you have somebody as great as Rabbi Akiva, why are you giving the Torah through me? Hashem said, this is what I want to do. And then Moshe tells Hashem, I see his Rabbi Akiva's Torah, Hareini Schara. So Hashem says, you want to see the Schara Rabbi Akiva is going to get? And he shows him an image of Rabbi Akiva being tortured to death by the Romans. Rabbi Akiva was also one of the Asar Rugei Malchus. And Moshe Rabbeinu asked the age-old question, Zu Torah, V'zu schara, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, kach also lefanu b'machshava. So the Sfar Makdoshim say, what does it mean, kach also lefanu b'machshava? What kind of answer is that? That's what I decided to do. I understand, Hashem could do what Hashem wants to do. But what was the teretz? What was the pnimius of that response? Say the Sfar Makdoshim, because Chazal say that it was all of b'machshava to create the world, b'midas adin. Hashem saw that it wouldn't be possible, so Hashem was meshatif with it, midas adin. harachem. But being that it was all of machshava to create the world of midas hadin, there is a bria of midas hadin. Where's that bria of midas hadin manifest? It's manifest with the tzaddikim. Tzaddikim medaktik in aleim hakadosh baruch hu kechot asayro. Kach also lefane b'machshava. Being that I had a machshava once upon a time to create the world of midas hadin, there's a hanhog of midas hadin. If there's a hanhog of midas hadin, Rabbi Akiva the great tzaddik, he's going to be nidoin b'midas hadin. So at the end of the day, Rabbi Akiva's downfall, the reason he was killed was related to HaKadosh Baruch Hu medakti k'mach tzadikim k'chot asayru. The same way Rashi says it right here with regards to Rav Chanina ben Tradian. Of course, it was all rooted in some tikkun, some kapara from Mechiras Yosef. But either way, that's the first aura. The second aura is, so the Gemara says, Rav Chanina ben Tradian was punished because he was a Hoyges Hashem by Yosef on some level. Ishtoi, why was she punished? Says the Gemara, because she wasn't Meicha. I saw Reb Chaim Shmulevitz and Tzichas Moser asks a bomb kasha. We just said that what Reb Chaim and Tragin did wrong was so subtle that it's literally related to Kach Olo Lefonim B'machshava. It's related to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Medaktik HaMatzadik B'chot HaSayra. So it happened to be a taina on his wife that she didn't protest. She was supposed to know this. She was also supposed to recognize the Chot HaSayra of a chet that Reb Chanina ben Tradian did wrong, that now we're going to have a taina on her if she saw her husband doing something wrong. Okay, so say something. Why didn't you say something? You're also complicit. Your silence makes you now an aid and a better to this terrible sin that just took place, this horrible transgression. You're going to be punished for it as well. But what did he do wrong? He was trying to do anything wrong. He did something wrong on the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Menachim Chut Asayro level, on the Kach Olo Lefanim Machshava level. So how could there be a taina on his wife? So Chaim Shmulev, it says, Vaistois, a wife understands what her husband is doing, what he's not doing, what he's supposed to be doing, and she knows when she needs to protest. He says that Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Esaloi Ezer Kenegdai. A woman is an Ezer. She is an Ezer. And she's always able to. She has an instinct. She has an intuition when she understands that maybe her husband is doing something wrong. So it's true. Really, for a random person to have been able to see what Reb Chaim ben Tradian was doing wrong would have been impossible. It was Kechot HaSayra. But a wife understands. And there was a taina on her. How come she wasn't Moicha? I heard from someone who heard from someone. This is third person or maybe even fourth person who had a chassan shvus from Shmuel Yankiv. Zichat Tzadik Levrachas. He said that one of the things Reb Shmuel Yankiv told him was, you know, you're going to get married, so you discuss things with your wife, but there's certain things you're going to think, what does my wife know about this? Like, who should I learn with Chavrusa? You know, should I learn Yevamis this man, or should I learn Yerideya this man? So it doesn't sound like a question you ask your wife. Reb Shmuel Yankiv said, the Pasuk says, Esole Ezer Kenegdai. The lashon he said was, Avai is a cheftza fin an Ezer. She's an Ezer. The point is, Esole Ezer Kenegdai. She's always able to help. She has this instinct, this intuition, where Hashem gave her this koyach to help her husband. But either way, that's this idea of there was a taina of mitoich shalai michaba, despite the fact that we're dealing with something that was literally kachot asayir. Either way, this next gemara is a classic. Tanu Rabbanan, kishe chol Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma, when Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma, who was the gadol hador at the time, was sick. Halach Rabbi Chinda ben Chayin Levak. Rabbi Chinda ben Chayin went to be mevakeh cholo. Amalai. So Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma tells Rabbi Chanina, Chanina achi, yato yodeya she'um azu ben hashemayim hem lichua. Are you not aware of the great power that the Romans have? Shech rivas beisei v'sarfes eicholoi v'hargas chasidav. Do you not realize the success that Hashem is making sure they have in everything that they try to do? I hear on you. I hear that you're learning Torah. How are you doing that? The Romans decree that you're not allowed to learn Torah Barabbin. You're going, you're teaching Torah Barabbin, not fully grasping what the consequences are going to be. You realize the Romans are going to get a hold of you. This is not going to be good. I'm alloy. So Reb Chanina ben Tradian told Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma, of course I'm aware of who the Romans are. I'm confident that this is going to play itself out well. I'm alloy. Reb Yosi ben Kisma famously told him, I'm trying to reason with you. Your response is, and then he said, it would be a chiddush to me if the end is not going to be that they're going to burn you and the Sefer Torah that you teach Torah from. So he said, Rebbe, B'yisim and kisma. Am I going to have a chelik in olam haba? Amar leisi. He told him klumpa ma'isli yatcha. Did you ever do anything that should merit a portion in the world to come? Amar leisi. He told him Moshe Purim is chafli b'Moshe Tzach. I'll tell you one story. I once put money aside for my Purim suit. This was personal funds. I'm also a gabbait stalker, and I confused. I mixed up the two monies, and I wasn't sure which one's which. So what did I do? V'chilaktim la'aniyim. I gave them all away to the aniyim. Amar leisi. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Kisma told him Chanina ben Tzradi. Im kein. If so, if that's what you did, mechelkecha yehi chelki u'migayrocha yehi gayroli. Halavai, I should merit to have a little bit of a portion of the olam haba that you're going to get. Amru, it is said. Yitzchak ben Kisma passed away a short time later. V'holchu kol gadai liroimi l'kayvra, and all the gadai liroimi went to his funeral. V'hispidu hespid gadol, and Rabbi Yitzchak ben Kisma had a very chashuv hespid. B'chazar Aslan, on their way back, mitzvahu the Rabbi Chanina ben Tzradi, they saw Rabbi Chanina ben Tzradi and shayoshiv oisiv b'teira. Umakol tilos berabim v'seiv b'teira murach lebichek heavy. Rabbi Chanina ben Tzradi was caught. V'karchu b'seiv b'teira, they wrapped him in the seiv b'teira. V'kifu b'chamivilei zmeiros, and they took bundles of zmeiros branches and they put it around Rabbi Chanina ben Tzradi. V'tzisu b'hena saor, they lit a fire. V'viu svugin shel tzemer, and then they brought wool. The sharim b'mayim, they soaked it in water. They nichum aliba, they put it on his heart. Kadesh loitei nishmasai mehero, so that his neshama shouldn't leave. They wanted to prolong the agony. They tortured Reb Chanina ben Tzradi to death. Amr loy bitas. Reb Chanina ben Tzradi's daughter is standing there. She's witnessing this. She says, Abba, erech bekach. I can't see this. It's very hard for me to see this. Amr loy tol. Il moli ani nisrafti levadi. If I was burning by myself, hayadava kashali, this would be very hard for me. But achshav shani nisraf v'seifat tayrimi. But being that I'm burning together with the seifat tayra, I know that misha mevakish el boinosh al seifat tayra, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to avenge the covet of the Sefer Torah, and who Yavakish al Boini, and he will avenge my covet as well. The Gemara says, Amr le Talmidav Mata, Rebbe Mata, Roy, what do you see? This is an unbelievably poignant moment. He's, what do you see? Amr Lemi told him, Gvilim Nisrafin, I see parchments burning, for Osius Parchas Ba'avra, but I see Osius floating in the air. They told him, Afatu Psach Picha, they said, Rebbe, open up your mouth, V'tikonis B'chayesh, let the fire go inside. If he's like this, you'll die quicker. Amr Lemi told him, Mutav Shiatlenem Yishen Nitna V'ayichabdu Ba'atzma, I'm not going to do that to myself. Obviously, this is what Hashem wants me to do. Hashem will make me die when it's time for me to die. The Gemara says, Amar le katz duniri. So there was a Roman officer that was there. He says, Rebbe, Reb Chanina ben Tzradi, imani marbe b'shal heves, if I increase the heat of the fire, and I take away, I remove the wool, will you promise me a portion in the world to come? He said, I want you to swear that you will make sure, you'll work out upstairs, that I'm going to get a chelek in olam haba. Nishbalay. Reb Chanina ben Tzradi swore. Miyad, immediately, hirba b'shal heves, v'not al svugash atzama me'alibay, v'yotzei nishmasay behera. The Gemara says, afu kofatz, v'not al teich ora, this klatz duniri jumped into the fire, yotza baskol, a baskol came out for Amra and said, Reb Chanina ben Tzradi, v'klatz duniri mizumanim mein l'chay olam haba. And the Gemara says, Bacha Rebbe. Rebbe heard this Baskoil, and he cried for Amar Yeshkoinoi Lomoi Bishaachas. Already the third time we've had this in Masechtas Avodazara. The Yeshkoinoi Lomoi Bikamashon. We had it by Ktia Bar Shalom, Rabbi Lozab Ben Durdaya, and now by this Klatz Tuniri, that for him expediting the Misa of Reb Chanina ben Tzradi and taking away some of the pain that he had at the end of his life, he's going to be Zoicha to a Chelek in Olam Habas. Again, this Gemara is a classic. At first glance, it's just a very moving story about a great tzaddik that tells about some of the suffering that the Yidden have had to go through throughout the ages. But there's also a lot of limudim in halacha and lumdis, no less, that could be taken out of this Gemara. It's just five short ha'aras. The first ha'ara is something that we've spoken about in great detail in the past, and that is, how is Reb Chanina ben Tzradi allowed to be moisa nefesh to teach Torah? It's not one of the three Averois Chamurois that a Yoharigal Val Yavar. You have Avodah Zarah, you have Gilu Rayas, and you have Shvichas Dabim. To teach Torah, Talmud Torah is not one of the Gimel Averois Chamurois. So Lechur, if somebody puts a gun to your head and says, learn Torah, I'll kill you. You don't learn Torah because you can't be in a situation where you're just giving up your life, unless it's Avodah Zarah, Gilu Rayas, Shvichas Dabim. So Pasha, you'll tell me, it was a Shas Hashman, and the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Perik Mitzayrumayr Ayin Dalo Namad Aleph Loishanu Ela Shaloi B'Shas Hashmat Avu B'Shas Hashmat. But the kasha is the Shitas Haran, the Ran who famously says that the only time it's true that B'Shas Hashmat a person has to give himself up even for a mitzvah kala, that's only if we're dealing with a mitzvah Loishas. But for a mitzvah Saseh, you never give up your life even B'Shas Hashmat. Teaching Torah is a mitzvah Saseh. So if teaching Torah is a mitzvah Saseh, the kasha is how is Reb Chanina ben Tradyan allowed to give up his life? The same kasha is on Rabbi Akiva. The same kasha is on Rabbi Yudim ben Bava, who was Moshe Nefesh to give smicha. And the Teretz is, we spoke it out recently, the Chinuch says, in mitzvah Reish Tzad the Gvav, that you see from here that even though a person is not obligated to give up his life, like the Ran said, but Chassidim, if you're a chassid and you feel shashot, tzrichaloi, Reb Chanina ben Tradyan felt this was the right thing to do. He felt that even though alpi halacha, if you open up a Shulchan Aruch and you ask your local rabbi, they're going to tell you, no, don't do it. It doesn't matter. This was a gedder of hayrasha, and the hayrasha Reb Chanina ben Tradyan felt was that this was the right thing to do. That's the first order. The second order is, Reb Chanina ben Tradyan meets Reb Yisim and Kisma, and he says, am I going to merit a portion in the world to come, or am I not going to merit a portion in the world to come? So what does Reb Yisim and Kisma tell him? Tell me something about, have you ever done anything, you think, to merit a portion of the world to come? So he says, yeah, but I got my tzedakah, and I once mixed up personal funds with the tzedakah funds, and I gave it all to the aniyim. He says, what's going on over here? Reb Chanina ben Tradyan's not sure if he's going to merit a portion of the world to come, and his whole makar that he's going to have, olam haba, is this one little thing. I mean, it's not little, but this one uvda that he did. So who asks the kasha? The Rambam. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos, in the end of Masechtas Makis, says the Rambam that you see from this Gemara an ikur gadol. He says, in order for a person to merit a portion of the world to come, you don't have to keep 613 mitzvahs. You have to keep one mitzvah. But you have to do it perfectly. It has to be b'shlei musa mamash. And if you could do one mitzvah and do it 100% perfectly, that in and of itself would be enough for you to merit a portion in the world to come. He says, that's why Reb Chanan bin Akashia said, you think just the opposite. So you'd have less mitzvahs. If you have to do all the mitzvahs, then you're right. But if you don't have to do all the mitzvahs, you have to do one, so it's a schos. So you should have so many to choose from. But the bottom line is, the Rambam says you have to do one mitzvah. And what's my raya? The Rambam says, this Gemara right here. So the Rambam's makar to this phenomenal chiddush is this Gemara right here. The Ran in the Drashas HaRan, it's Drush Shishi. He opens his drasha with this Rambam. And he says that he absolutely positively disagrees with the Rambam. There's no way in the world that all you have to do is one mitzvah to merit a portion. This Gemara. So Pshat this Gemara is as follows. In order to get to Olam Haba, you have to do mitzvahs and you have to do them the right way. It's not enough you do a mitzvah. You have to do it properly. Reb Yosef ben Kisma wanted to know how Reb Chanina ben Tradyan does his mitzvahs. How dedicated is he to the cause? Does he just do mitzvahs? Or does he do it bediktuk? Does he do it properly? So he asked him, Klumba Maisel Yotra. Reb Chanina ben Tradyan said, I'm a gabbait stalker, and I once was mahader, I was mekayim the mitzvah bediktukah, which Reb Yosef ben Kisma understood probably meant that he does all his mitzvahs bediktukah. As a result, he's going to have a portion of the world to come. But just for doing one mitzvah bediktukah, that's not enough to merit a portion in the world to come. Either way, from here we can talk about, doesn't everyone have a chelik in Olam Haba? Kol Yisrael yesh lehem chelik l'Olam Haba. Two Olam Habas. Again, Ray that we've spoken about at length. Most recently when we learned Perek Chelik, that's the second Ha'ara. The third Ha'ara is the Klatz Doniri. So the Klatz Doniri tells Reb Chanina ben Tradyan, Rebbe, do you want me to expedite your death? I'm tapped, have inside access. Do you want me to work? He said, yes. Promise me a chelik in the world to come. He shav aloi yatzis abasko that the Klatz Doniri is going to have a chelik in Olam Haba. Moshe Feinstein in a tshuva. It's in Igris Moshe Yerudei Chelik Beis. It's Simin Kuf Ayin Dalet. So Moshe over there is discussing end of life situations from a medical standpoint, where a person is lying on his deathbed. He's a geisis. The context of the medical situation is where doctors do not believe that this person will ever al pi derech hateva be healed. So we're dealing with somebody who's critically ill, critical to the point that there's no hope that he will ever make a full recovery. He can prolong his life, but to make a full recovery, he can't. From a halachic standpoint, it's what we call, what's at stake is chayesha. Meaning at this point, it's just a question of prolonging his life. But in terms of having a refuah, there's no possibility that this person is going to have a refuah. The question now is, what can you do or what can you not do from a halachic standpoint to either prolong the person's life or to the contrary, to expedite his death? So this is obviously way above our pay grade, simply from a halachic standpoint. So if anybody finds himself in this kind of situation, I actually, unfortunately, had to call a Rav last Friday to deal with something like this with my grandfather. But the point is, if a person finds himself in this kind of situation, so you have to ask your local rabbi. But Rav Moshe, in his Chuvas, in Igros Moshe, his position was that if a person finds himself in this kind of situation, to do something be a dying, to go pull the plug, so to speak, of course you're not allowed to do. And it doesn't matter how much Yisurin the Chayla is in, it doesn't matter how much time the doctors are giving him to live, it's irrelevant. You're not allowed to do a Maisa B'Yadayim to expedite a person's death. Rav Moshe says if somebody does that, he's over one of the Ten Commandments. It's Loi Sirtzach 101. Chayesha is considered Chayim from a Ritzicha standpoint. So to go do something B'Yadayim to expedite a person's life is something that you're not allowed to do. Where the Shaila gets interesting is what if the doctors say that this person, if we don't touch him, I mean, if we don't get involved, is going to die. But at the same time, we can resuscitate him. You know, there are things that we can do to make sure that we prolong his life. Should you do that or should you not? Can you sign a DNR, a do not resuscitate, or can you not sign a DNR? And Rav Moshe held that if all you're dealing with is chayesha, and you know the person is b'yisurim, and he never told you explicitly before he got sick that he wants you to do everything you could possibly do to prolong his death, then you're not supposed to prolong his life. You're not supposed to prolong it. There's no reason. Just to make him suffer. He even says, L'shoinois, again, above my pay grade, but he even says L'shoinois of Osir, that you're not allowed to do it, it could be. Certainly you're not obligated to do it. So the point is, B'kumva say, to do something proactively to cause the person to die sooner, that's something you absolutely can't do. That's a non-starter. The question is, B'shev al taisa. So the doctors want to know, if something happens, if he starts coding, should we try to resuscitate him? Should we try to bring him back to life? Or should we not try to bring him back to life? So Rav Moshe held, if this person's anyways not going to have a refuah, all you're dealing with is a chayesha, he's suffering horribly, so at this point, sign the DNR. There's no reason that you have to go do something to bring him back. Afraid, Rav Moshe, so this is a tshuva where he's dealing literally with dinei nefashas. I mean, this is from the most chomer tshuvas in Igros Moshe. So it says, Rav Moshe, I have one problem with this. You know what my problem is? Avodah Zarah daf yud ches amud aleph. Talk about seeing kola teirah gula. He says, I don't understand. Rav Chanina ben Tradyon is being burnt to death. And he's suffering terribly. And the Klatztoniri asks, Rav Chanina ben Tradyon, should I do something to expedite your death? Should I pull the plug? And what Rav Chanina ben Tradyon say? Yes. He said, promise me that if I do that, I'm going to have a chel g'noy l'mabah. He swore. And the Paschal said he's going to have a chel g'noy l'mabah. What did Rav Chanina ben Tradyon do? He told the Klatztoniri to pull the plug. How can you tell him to pull the plug? B'shev al taisa, sign a DNR. If that would have been the Klatztoniri, should I sign the do not? Yeah, okay. I get that. But to go pull the plug, that's what he told him to do. How are you allowed to do that? Hazayfek Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe says, I think you have to say one of two terutzim. Either you have to say that being that the Klatztoniri was a ben noyach, and even though it's one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noyach, Shvichas Damin, but Chayesha maybe is viewed differently from the Ben Noyach's perspective and from the Yid's perspective. So Rav Chanina ben Tradyon didn't have an issue with pulling the plug from a Hashkafik. That wasn't, his problem is it was Loisirtzach. But to tell the Ben Noyach to do it, it's not Loisirtzach. Because for the Ben Noyach, it's not Ritzicha. So for the Ben Noyach, it's not Ritzicha. Maybe that's why it wasn't an issue. Then Rav Moshe says, maybe alternatively you could say that this was a little bit different because Rav Chanina ben Tradyon wasn't being killed Bidei Shamayim, he was being killed Bidei Adam. Person was savagely murdering him. As a result, he says, maybe there the halacha is different, but Rav Moshe struggles a little bit with this gemara right here, Avodah Zarah daf yud ches amud aleph. Again, you see the ga'onus of Rav Moshe pulling out Haggadah gemara. When we're dealing with sugyas that are oimdim berumay shalaylam, that's the third ara. The next ta'ara is, so the gemara says that, what did Rav Chanina ben Tradyon do to merit a portion of the world to come? What was his schos? What did he have? What he did was, is that he was a gabbai tzedakah, and he was very careful, he was very medakdek with the tzedakah that he did. It's a power. I saw a Moshe Feinstein, again, not in Igros Moshe, but in Dibros Moshe, I saw he asks that, how does it show with the Gemara we learned yesterday? The Gemara says, Rav Chanina Mitzray, Rav Elazar ben Prata were both on death row at the same time. And Rav Chanina Mitzray, he tells Rav Elazar ben Prata, even though I only did one thing, you did five things, you said you're gonna have a miracle. You're going to have a moifus. He gave him aftacha. You're going to creep out of this mess. I'm in trouble, but you're going to have a moifus. Said, why? Because you learned Torah and you did Gemilas Chasadim. I learned Torah, but I wasn't Isaac in Gemilas Chasadim. And the Gemara says, really? Did Rav Chanina ben Tradian not do Gemilas Chasadim? V'atanya, we learned in a braisa. I'm like, Moishal Purim, this chalf, leave Moishal. This Gemara right here. V'chilakdim laniyim. Zok to Gemara. Mi'avid avad. Rav Chanina ben Tradian did Gemilas Chasadim. You see, it was a gabay tztaka. But kedabayi lei loyavid. But he didn't do it as properly as he was supposed to do it. So which one was it? Did Rav Chanina ben Tradian do chesed on such a level that when he told Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma about what he did, Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma didn't just tell him you're going to have Olam Haba, but he told him, or to the contrary, he didn't do it the way he was supposed to do it, and that's why he was viewed as someone that's Isaac B'Torah, and that's why this whole thing played itself out. He didn't have the same shmir of Lazar ben Prata had. So Moshe said, "Vaystois, you have to say that there's a chiluk between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba." In our Gemara that we just learned right now, Chanina tried to ask Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, "Am I going to have a chiluk in Olam Haba?" Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma said, "Did you do anything?" He told him his story. He says, "Wow, this." Absolutely. You're going to have front row seats. But the Gemara yesterday's Zaf was discussing an Olam Haza. Would the chesed that Rav Chanina ben Tradian did be a shmira for him? Or not be a shmira for him? That he should be protected. That he should get the moifes that Rav Elazar ben Prata had. And for that, the answer was, it wasn't considered enough. What's the chilek? Why should it be a nafgamina? Whether we define the chesed as being proper chesed for Olam Haba, Olam Haza, chiluk is very simple. Because in Olam Haba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's medaktik and matzadikim, kuchot asayra. So as it related to the Olam Haza cheshbin, where there's a cheshbin of kuchot asayra, so kuchot asayra was kedabayu leilay yavid. And being that it was kedabayu leilay yavid, it wasn't considered a shmira. Olam Haba, Hashem's medaktik and matzadikim, kuchot asayra, and Olam Haba, the tzadikim get a lichtig again Eden, of course. That's the whole point. Hashem's medaktik with the tzadikim, kuchot asayra, by Olam Haza, so that they should get a lichtig again Eden. So as it related to the Olam Haza cheshbin, there's an idea of kach olafanim and machshav. That's why it wasn't considered enough. But as it relates to Olam Haba, of course, he's going to get a lichtig again. What bothered me, however, was something else. You know, the Gemara says that kol olam nizen b'shvil chanina b'ni, the chanina b'ni dailoi b'kav kruvim erev Shabbos erev Shabbos. Reb Chanina over there is not Reb Chanina ben Tradian, it's Reb Chanina ben Doisa. But the Gemara says kol olam nizen b'shvil chanina b'ni, and Reb Chaim v'lozhina. I don't remember if it's a Nefesh HaChaim or Ruach HaChaim, maybe both. He says that you see from here that Reb Chanina ben Tradian was the greatest Baal Chesed of all time. Kol ha'olam nizay mishul chanina b'ni. Chanina ben Doisa was an ani ve'evyoin. Dailoi b'kav chruvim erev Shabbos, erev Shabbos. The Gemara Masech this time is in the third paragraph and all those stories and Agadah the Gemara talks about the level of poverty of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradian. So you'd think he wasn't a big Baal Chesed. How could he be a big Baal Chesed? He couldn't write checks. There was no stock of him to give. Chanina ben Tradian was the biggest Baal Chesed in the world. Kol ha'olam nizam b'shvil chanina b'ni. So how could you say Chanina ben Tradian didn't do Chesed? Right, the Gemara says he wasn't Oisek Chesed. We're trying, we're grappling. We're trying to find, maybe he did, maybe he didn't. He was a guy by Tztaka. Moishal Purim nishalfuli. Another thing that bothered me was the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Tesam and Beis, where the Gemara says, Pia Pascha v'chachma, v'teiras Chesed. But the Gemara says, not like, no. It could have been, when a person teaches Torah, it's chesed. That means, Chanina ben Tradian taught Torah. He was makal kihiloi spirabim. So what's this discussion? Why are we not sure? Where is the ambiguity? Was Chanina ben Tradian yeah about chesed? Was he not about chesed? Was he oisik in gemilas chesed? Was he not oisik in gemilas chesed? Two kashas. Number one, what happened to kol olam nizam b'shvil chanina b'ni? Number two, he taught Torah. Pia pascha v'chachma v'Torah as chesed al l'shani. When a person teaches Torah, he's doing chesed. What it reminded me of is, I remember years ago, I heard from Mashkiach, Matzio Solomon, said he was talking about Kiruv. It was a small vad for members of the Lakewood Fellowships. So he was giving a vad, and he was talking about
Kiruv, and he said over the Chavis Havavis in Shara Havas Hashem that we always say over that if a person is Makar of other people, the schar that he's going to get is unbelievable. And he compares someone who's Makar of many people to the chassid, to the person that's a shalim. He says the shalim, at the end of the day, as great as he can become and as much regas as he can reach, but he's one person. It's one person going to work. But if you're Makar of people, you have people working for you. So obviously your productivity is going to be greater. So he says, he gives the mashal, right? There was a person that had a lot of money, one person that had a little bit of money. The person that had a little bit of money invested it and he made 100 times on his money. Person that had a lot of money invested, he only made 10% on his money. But being that the person that had a lot of money had so much more money, he ended up making more money. Tachlis, more money came through because he had more money going to work. 10% of a million is more than 100% on 10,000, right? So the point is that when a person does kiruv, that was what Mashkiach was talking about. So there was somebody in the room. And remember, he asked Rav Matisyo, he said, let me ask you a kasha. That yeshiva, they say over there, Bistral Salanta used to say that when a person learns Torah in Eretz Yisrael, he can cause that a yid in Paris shouldn't be Mechal Shabbos. So learning Torah in Eretz Yisrael can prevent somebody on the other side of the world to be Mechal Shabbos. Meaning, when you learn Torah, you're doing Kiruv. You're doing everything when you learn Torah. So what's the Chavis HaVavah saying? That person, that's the Muslim, he's the Ish HaShalem. This person is sitting and it's true, he's only learning for himself. But isn't he doing all this Kiruv? Isn't he the one that's causing all these people all over the world not to be Mechal Shabbos? I don't remember Matzio's Teretz. It's a good Kasha. I don't remember the Teretz. But I think, again, you see from this Gemara that it's true. Kol Olam Nizim Bishvil Chanina Beni. This is all true. But at the same time, there is an idea of being Isaac in Gmilas Chasadim. There is an idea of being Isaac in Kiruv Rechaikim. And the bottom line is, like the Chavis Havava says it, Azevi says Mavur, and this Gemara, I think there's other ayahs to this as well. There is an idea of being Isaac in Chesed, and you can't just say, I'm learning Torah. So, because Kol Olam Nizim Bishvil Chanina Beni, I think this Gemara would be ground zero, exhibit A, for this idea. One more ha'ara. And that is that the Gemara says, so Bacha Rabbi, Rabbi heard the baskel, he cried, and he said, Yesh koina ilame b'sha achas, v'yesh koina ilame b'kam b'sham. So again, it's the third time we've had this. We had it on Daf Yud Aleph, with Ketir Bar Sholem, Daf Yud Amid Beis on the bottom. We had it on Daf Yud Zayin, Rabbi Elazar ben Dudaya. Now we have it over here again, Mesach Tzavei Dezara, Daf Yud Ches Amid Aleph, regarding the Klatz Toniri, the infamous Klatz Toniri, maybe the famous now, Klatz Toniri. So what does it mean? So last week we spoke out from Tzvi Hesh Mizidichov that the Heilige Rebbe said that Rebbe's inspiration was that, you know, here, Ketia Bar Sholom, Rebbe Elazar ben Dudaya, the Klatz Toniri, they lived their whole life thinking they were ordinary people. They weren't great people. They didn't have a Chelek Gnelum Haban, told this story. They lived their life thinking they were ordinary people. And now they realize, B'sha'achas, what they were capable of. And Rebbe said, look at that, how we probably live our lives the same way, not realizing what we're capable of. Imagine, he was Koinoi Lama B'sha'achas. Could you imagine what he would have done had he dedicated his whole life to this? But I saw Reb Chaim Shmulevitz in Sichas Mosar, he says it with a little bit of a different spin. He says, you know why Rebbe cried? He said, every person has moments in his life that Hashem sends him, that if he acts upon them, if he takes advantage of that moment, he can accomplish unbelievable things. It's something that Hashem does. Rebbe Elazar ben Dudaya had that moment. The Klatz Toniri had that moment. Ketia Bar Sholem had that moment. And that's what Rebbe realized. Amazing. That these were people that lived their whole life in a depraved way. Yet, Hashem gave them an opportunity to do tshuva. They pounced on the opportunity to the point that the Baskol came and said that Demazum l'chayi olam haba. So Rebbe heard that, he cried. He said, how do we know that we're not being given those types of moments in our lives? And we're not just letting them pass by. You know, this week's parasha is Parashas Yisroel. Parashas Yisroel is the parasha for Matan Torah. Klal Yisroel said Nasa v'Nishma, and after they said Nasa v'Nishma, Hashem saw that maybe they would be warped, maybe they would back out because of the Eish HaGedoyla, like Tosfos says in Masechta Shabbos. So Hashem was Kof Aleihem Har Kegigas to make sure that they weren't going to back out. That Mesor of Tzadik HaKoyen. Rav Tzadik HaKoyen, Sidkas HaTzadik, talks about it in Ois Nun Hei, it's more in Ois Nun Vav, says Rav Tzadik HaKoyen, that just like Hashem, at the time that the Yidah received the Torah, was Kofan Aleihem Har Kegigas, so too this Hanhaga is something that persists throughout the generations. Hashem is always being kafa aleim harkigigas. Hashem is always giving us opportunities to do tshuva. And sometimes He's forcing it down our throat. Things happen sometimes beyond our control. We wonder why this is happening. It's happening, says Reb Tzadik HaKoyen, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being kafa aleim harkigigas. Hashem wants us to do tshuva. Hashem wants us to do the right thing. Hashem gives us these moments. Hashem gives us a shah achas where we have the ability to take advantage of it and not to take advantage of it. And sometimes, says Reb Tzadik, Hashem's not sure if we're going to take advantage of it. So the moment is so intense. It's not possible not to. Kafa aleim har kigigas. There's this midah of kafa aleim har kigigas. There's this that exists throughout the generations. Every person in his life has those moments. And the idea is you have to notice it. That's what Tzadik HaKoyen says. And jump on it. Like Rebbe cried. He said, Yesh koinoi lamoi b'sha achas. And there are people that are not koinoi lamoi b'sha achas. Not every person takes advantage of that sha'achas. Not every person gets the fact that Hashem was just kafa aleim har kigigas. Either way, on that note, we have another classic Gemara. Zok de Gemara, Beruria, divisu de Rameir. Beruria was Rameir's wife. There's many Gemaras in Shas that talk about Rameir's wife, Beruria. What people don't know is that she was also Barte de Reb Chanina ben Tradin. She was Reb Chanina ben Tradin's daughter. So not the daughter that was sold into slavery to the Kubish Shal Zaynois, but it was a different daughter. So the Gemara says, Amrulai, she comes to her husband one day, she says, Rameir, you know, Zila bi milsa di yasfach soy be Kubish Shal Zaynois. My father was killed, my mother was killed, my sister was sold into this Kubish Shal Zaynois. It's a bizoyim, we have to do something. Rameir, we need to save my sister. So the Gemara says, Rameir said, I'm going to take care of her. Shakal took her, didn't retook money. Va'azali went to the Kubish Shal Zaynois, where Beruria's sister, this is Rameir's sister-in-law, was being held. Omar, he said, Eloyes Avid Bayisura, I'm going to try to get her to do an Avera. If she refuses, Misavid Nisa, then I know that I'll be able to perform a miracle. This is going to work out. Of the Yisur, Eloyes Avid Lo Nisa. So the Gemara says, Ozal Nokte Nafshe, Gichad Perash. He dressed up like a Roman. Omar, Hashmieni Li. He goes over to where he knew his wife's sister was, and he tells her, will you be with me. Amalei dashtana, and I'm a nida now. It's not appropriate. Amalei, he said, Misrachna mirsach, I'll wait for you. Amalei, she said, Nefishin tuva deshvir mina. You know, there's a lot of girls here that you'd be better being with. Amalei said, Shema mina, layov the yisura. So, feistos, that you know, she's not going to do the avera. And he realized that she never did it. And called us, Amalei achi. She doesn't know who I am. So if she's telling it to me, she's probably telling it to everybody. Says the Gemara, Rameir realized he can perform a miracle. He went to her shomer. He said, I want this girl. I can't just give it to you. There's going to be repercussions. So he told him, I'm going to give you money. Half of the money used to bribe whoever you need to bribe, work it up the chain. And the other half should be for you. He said, it's not that much money. So at some point, this money is going to be exhausted. So what do I do when I run out of funds? Amalei says, I'm going to tell you what to do. Ema, say the following words. Repeat after me. Elaka, demeyer, aneni, umitzas. You see, you're going to be safe. Amalei, umeyema, dahachi. It sounds good, but how do I know this actually works? So Rameir says, I'm going to show it to you that it works. The Gemara says, Hashtachazes. Habahanu Kalvi, who were dogs. Davikachli Inshi. They used to bite people. They were very dangerous dogs. Shakal Kala. So Rameir goes, he sees the dogs, and he kicks in his direction, starts yelling at it. The dog comes running at it. Habakaasu Lemechli, they wanted to go bite Rameir. Amas Rameir says, Alakad the Meir Aneni, Shafkua. They let him go. He says, all right, that was pretty good. That's cool. So he saw it works. So he told Rameir, we have a deal. The Gemara says, Shavkua, the Avalei. Rameir was able to be paid the Shvuyim. He was able to bring his sister-in-law back home. The Gemara says, L'stayf eshtami milsa be'malka. The Melech heard what had happened. Again, she was sold into a Beis Zaynus because this was a Roman decree. So what this officer did was he violated a Roman decree. The Gemara says, Asua, they brought the guard. Askul Eskifa, they were going to hang him. Amar, so he's literally hanging, he's on the gallows. And he remembers what Rameir told him. He says, well, this is the right time to try. This is the time to pull out your PBA card. So Amar, he says, Elakad the mayor, Aneni, Achsua. So we have our in-house. And it worked. Amrulay. So they told him, my hi, what is this? Amraluhu. Hachi Avi Maisi says, I'm going to tell you the story. So the Romans were really upset at Rameir. They said, bring Rameir here. Asu Chakagalit Musa de Rameir. They literally had pictures of Rameir all over town.
Reb Meir was a hunted man. They wanted to bring Reb Meir in. Amri, call the chazir parzuf aday. Anyone who saw this person, Laisi, come bring him. One day, a Roman saw him. And he started chasing Reb Meir. And Reb Meir started running away. Rota basrei, rot mi kamayo. There was a chase. Over Beis Zoynus. Reb Meir entered the Beis Zoynus. Ikadami some say. Bishuli yavti kechavim savah. He saw that there was a non-Jew that was cooking food. Tamash baha. He stuck his finger in. The masak baha. And he sucked his other finger. The point is, he wanted it to look like he's not Reb Meir. Because if he's Reb Meir, he's not running into a Beis Zoynus. And if he's Reb Meir, he's not eating pishulaku. Ikada Amri, some say that also Elio have a different version of the story. Elio came idmile kazaina, dressed up like kazaina karkase, and embraced Reb Meir. Regardless, Amri, they all said chas v'shalom, Reb Meir. They were from us, chas v'shalom, Reb Meir. Reb Meir would have never done this. Bottom line is, Reb Meir realized that it was really dangerous for him to remain where he was in Eretz Yisrael. Come, he got up. Orak. The Asal of Bavel, he went to Bavel. Ikadamri, some say, Mehai Maisa, that the reason Reb Meir went to Bavel was because of the story. The Ikadamri, and some say, Me Maisa de Bruria. You want to know why Reb Meir went to Bavel, and nothing to do with this story, but rather it was related to the Maisa of Bruria. What's the Maisa of Bruria? It's a kikaran in Rashi. Says Rashi, The Ikadamri, Misha Maisa de Bruria, Shapa Machas Ligligo. Bruria was once mocking, Al Shaamru Chachodim Noshin Daitin Kalei say. So Bruya, Chazal was saying, Noshim Daitan Kalois, and Bruya said, why they Daitan Kalois? For Amr Allah, Reb Meir told him, Chayecha, Soifach Lahoidel Sedevrem. You're going to see one day you're going to agree that Noshim are really Daitan Kalois. Vitziv Alecha Mitalmidov, then Asaisa. So Reb Meir instructed one of his Talmidim to go and test Bruya, Ludvar Aveira, and try to seduce her to do an Aveira. Vihivtzer Bayom, and Rabin, he tried again and again and again, Achen Esratzis, until she finally did the Aveira. Kishen Noidala, when she realized what she had done, sounds like she had done an Aveira with one of Rameir's Talmidim. Some say it was really Rameir, but the point is, Kishen Noidala, Chanka Atzma, she killed herself. She took her own life. V'orak Rameir, and Rameir left Machmas Kisufa because he was so embarrassed about this story that happened with his wife. As a result, Reb Meir left Eretz Yisrael. So some say Reb Meir left Eretz Yisrael because he was being hunted by the Romans. And some say that Reb Meir left Eretz Yisrael because of this story that happened with his wife, Bruria. It's a pelleting story. It's very hard to properly understand. I just want you to appreciate a little bit who Bruria was. Bruria Ishtesh or Reb Meir. Bruria is mentioned in many places in Shas. The Gemara places talk about how learned she was and how she knew 300 halachas in a certain area. But the point is that this is the end of Bruria's life. Somehow she kills herself because seemingly she did a Dvar Aveira with one of Rav Meir's Talmidim. There's a medrash in Mishlei on the pasuk Eishes Chayil Miyimtza. So the woman of valor, Eishes Chayil Miyimtza. Zok the medrash, Eishes Chayil Miyimtza Zu Bruria. So you wonder who Bruria was? She is the paradigm of Eishes Chayil Miyimtza. And the medrash, you know, today's daf, we've been going through stories and divrei agada, tells a fascinating story. A story we've all heard. Ma'isa hayib Rameir, there was a story with Rameir. Shal yoyshei b'mincha b'shabes. It was mincha Shabbos v'doyresh, and he was giving a shir. U'meisu shnei bonav. And while he was giving a shir, mincha Shabbos, two of his sons died. Ma'asa sa'iman. His mother was home. Bruria, hinicha shnei malamita, u'pirsa sadan aleim. Brought the children upstairs, put them on a bed, and covered them with a white cloth. Matzoy Shabbos, Bara Meir mi beis medrash. After Shabbos, Meir came home. Amalah, he tells his wife, Bruria, heichat shnei bonai, where are my sons? Amalah, she told him, beis medrash holchu. They're in beis medrash. Amalah, she said, no, tzipisi be beis medrash v'loi reason. I was in beis medrash now. They're not there. Nasal koishal avdol, he said, let's first make avdolah. V'hivdol, he made avdolah. V'chazav amalah, heichat shnei bonai, where are my sons? Amalah, pamim shahochu l'mal complaini. I think they maybe went somewhere. V'achshu v'im bom, they're going to come back. They're going to be here soon. In the meantime, he kriv l'fon of lechol. She gave him Malava Malka. V'acha shachal after ye. Amalah, Rebbe. She'elo yeshli l'shal. Bruria tells her husband, Reb Meir, I have a question for you. Amalei, Imri Shailasech, of course, ask. What's your question? Amalei, Rebbe, Koidim Ayoim, yesterday, Ba Echav Anasal Li Pekadim. Somebody came and he gave me a Pekadim. Va'achshav Ba Lita, I know he's going to come back tonight and he wants the Pekadim back. Achsu Layoilah, should I give it back to him or should I not give it back to him? Amalei, so he told her, Biti, Misha Yeshle Pekadim, ain't it? Achsu Layoilah, of course you have to give it back. What's the question? Says the Gemara, Miad, Asa, Tafsa Yusebiyada, she grabbed onto her mayor. Ve'alu l'cheder, brought him into the room where her two sons were lying, dead. Ve'kriv ve'yosel amita, not la'asada me'aleim. She pulled the sheet off. Ve'roshnei amesem unacham al amita. Hischa boicha, Rameya saw them, he started to cry. Ve'omer, he said, Bonai, Bonai, Rebbe, Rebbe, Bonai, b'derech eretz. Ve'rebbe, shayim me'irin, enei b'teirasan. These were prodigies. Ba'usa shah amralei. So at that moment, Beruya turns to her husband and says, Rebbe, so she called Rameyer, Loi kacha martali, isn't that what you just told me? Shanu tricha lahachzer pekadon the rabbi, that if somebody gives you a pekadon and asks for the pekadon back, you don't cry, you don't contest, but you give it back. Kach, the same thing here. Hashem nosan, v'Hashem lokach, yehi shem Hashem avoyroch. Om Rab Chanino, b'dova zer nechmasoy, v'nesiyash v'daitoy. That when Rameyer heard that, he had an achoma, v'nesiyash v'daitoy, lokach nemar, eishes chayo miyimtza. This was the eishes chayo miyimtza. The woman of valor is who? This is Beruya, that she had the ability to be menachem, ki isha asher imoy tenachamenu, ken anoichi anachemchem. I always thought that. Ki isha asher imoy ken anoichi. Hashem says, I'm Menachem like a mother is Menachem. Hashem is our father. Avinu Malkeinu. Where do you find that Hashem is referred to as our mother? But you see, a mother, a woman, has a unique ability to be Menachem. And it says Hashem that when it comes to Nechama, Ke'isha Asher Imoy Tenachamenu. Hashem says, I'll be like a mother and I'll be Menachem. But either way, this is Beruya. So Beruya is Eishes Chayo Miyimtza. And again, how you understand this story, this Rashi, very, very difficult. Either way, just a little bit more Gemara. Tanu Rabbanon, Hahoylech Le'itzdadinen. If somebody goes, Le'itzdadinen, he goes to a stadium. That's where there used to be bullfighting. Ula Karkum. Karkum was when the Romans would lay siege on a city. So they would encircle the city and they wouldn't just act in a military way, but there would be litzonis, there was a lot of, you know, bad things that were going on over there. So says the Braisa, if somebody goes, Itzdadinim ulekarkum roshem es anachoshim, and he sees, not snakes, he sees menachashim, people that do nichosh, vesachaborim, those are the loichashe lachoshim, bukin, mukin, muljim, veluyim, blurim, vesalgurim, you get this idea of what's going on. Hareza Moshe Leitzim, you should stay away from there. Valeim all of our costs. If it's regarding that the pasuk says, Ashrei Yish Asher Leiholach Betzas Rishon Ubederech Hatom Leiomad Uve Moshe Leitzim Leiyoshav Ki In Betoyres Hashem Chafzei. Don't do that. Don't be part of a Moshe Leitzim. What should you do? You should learn Torah. Says the Braisa. What do you see from there? Halam Adita Shedvar Malom Vias Adam Leib Bittel Torah. That if a person gets involved in these things, it's going to bring the day Bittel Torah. Faith Gemara Vermini. I'll ask you a kasha from a different Braisa. The Itzdadinim Moter. You're allowed to go to an Itzdadinim and they should. Because when these fights took place, the gladiators, right? They used to fight bulls, they used to fight beasts and animals and things. So there was Shechas Nalim over there. So you're allowed to go to Itzdadinim, the Braisa says, because you could be Matzel Nefashis over there. You can make sure that a Yid doesn't go there. There's things you could do. Ula Karkam, you can go to a Karkam also. This area where they're encircling the people, Mabne Yishuv Medina. Because again, you're trying to save people. These are dangerous places. These weren't just stadiums where there's a baseball game going on. These were very dangerous places. So the Braisa says you're allowed to go because it's an issue of pekuach nefashos. You just have to make sure when you go to the karkoim, you don't get involved. You don't do what they're doing. Don't try to help them take control over the city that they're encircling. But the bottom line is kasha itzdedina itzdedin kasha karkoy ma karkoy. So the Gemara says bish le ma karkoy ma karkoy le kasha. That's not shver kam mischashav imon kam b'she'in mischashav imon. That already the Braisa said clearly. Karkoy could be mutter, could be aser. If you're just going to try to save people, it's mutter. If you're going to be involved in what they're doing, l'schashev imam, then it's aser. So that's not a kasha. The fact that there's a braisa that says that you're not allowed to go to a karkoim, it's talking about where you're mischashev imam. But ela itzdedina, itzdedin kasha. You have a braisa that says you can't go to an itzdedin, and then you have a braisa that says you could go to an itzdedin. The Gemara Tanoi, it's really Machlekes Tanim. Time we learn to the Braisa, Ein Holchem Le'itzdedin Lipnei Moshev Leitzim, because it's a Moshev Leitzim, and that's the Pasuk of a Moshev Leitzim Le'yoshev. From Nosam Matur, Rav Nosam says it's Mutter, Mipnei Shneidvar, for two reasons. Echad, number one, Mipnei Shetzeveach U'matzel. Number one, because you can yell and save people. And Ve'echad, Mipnei Shemeyed Eidos Isha Lahasiyah. Because if you see a man die, the
his wife may not know where her husband is. She's going to be an aguna, but if you saw him die, so you're going to watch the gladiators. Why? Because you want to make sure that if a man dies, you'll be able to say edus, and you'll make sure that this woman, it's a shayla of agunas. Tan rabbanon ein hochel letaritiyos ulekarkusiyos. You're not allowed to go to different types of stadiums. Mipnei mezavun sham zibul avodas kachavim, because there was some ancillary tavoda zara. It wasn't just sports. It wasn't just entertainment. But there was a void zara that went on there as well. The chachamim say, if there's a void zara, of course he can't go because of a void zara. But even in a place where there's no a void zara, awesome. Is there an afkamina lahalacha? Yeah, there is an afkamina. If it's, meaning they both said you can never go. Right, what did Bryce say? Rav Meir said you can't go ever to a stadium because it's avodah zarah. The Chachamim said you can't ever go to a stadium. Sometimes because it's avodah zarah and sometimes because it's Moshav Leitzim. They both said you can never go to a stadium. The question is why? Is there a nafkamina? The Gemara says, yeah. Nafkamina is if you did business there, could you benefit from the money? If we assume every stadium has avodah zarah, then you can never benefit from the money. Because the money is always avodah zarah digger money. You at least you have to be concerned that maybe it is. But if it's only because sometimes it's Moshav Leitzim, if it was a Moshav Leitzim scenario, then you don't have to worry about it. Darash Reb Shimon ben Pasi, Maidich Siv. Again, this is the first pasuk in Tehillah. Ashrei Yish Ashalei Holach Patsas Vishon. Ubederech Hatom Loi Omad, Uve Moshav Leitzim Loi Yashav. So he didn't go. He didn't stand and he didn't sit. Says the Gemara, V'chimeach shaloi holach, heichon amad. If he didn't go, of course he didn't stand. U'meach shaloi, if he didn't stand, heichon yoshav, he certainly didn't sit. U'meach shaloi yoshav, heichon lots. Now, it doesn't say in the pasuk that he's lots. So some take this out. But either way, loy melacha, shim holach, soifei lamad. If you go, you know, you say, I'm just going to go. I'm not going to even stand. No, soifei lamad, you're going to stay there. Vim amad, and if you stay, soifei leishav, eventually you're going to sit. Then Yashav, and if you sit, Seifer Lalos, you yourself will get involved in the Moshav Leitzin. Ve'im Lots, all of our Kosovoyim, Im Chachamto, Chachamto Lach, Ve'latz, 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 and we will stop here.